Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Last story was about a visit to Kotsk, a visit to the Kotsker Hasidim who lived in that town. We learned yesterday about a guest who asked on Yom Kippur night, when is Kol Nidre starting? Kol Nidre being the most important prayer, according to some people, or in some ways, of the entire year. So he asked on Erev Yom Kippur, when is Kol Nidre? And one of the Kotsker Hasidim answered him, oh, you mean Ma'ariv? When do we daven Ma'ariv? The guest said, what do you mean Ma'ariv? It's not just a Ma'ariv, it's not just the evening davening. It's Kol Nidre. They learned that the Chassid answered him in Kotsk, every Ma'ariv we treat with the same importance as Kol Nidre. In tonight's story, it's a bit of a continuation. This guest had another visit. And this time, it was Pesach time. And the guest was there Erev Pesach, and he said to a Kotsker Chassid, so now it's Erev Pesach. When is the Seder starting? And the Kotsker Chassid answered him, oh, you mean dinner? When's dinner? Dinner, the guest said. It's not dinner. It's the Seder, Pesach. We prepare for it for weeks and weeks and weeks ahead of time. It's so important. The whole family gathers together. We have the whole Haggadah. We have Pesach, Matzah. We have Mar. We have all the sorts of other special foods. What do you mean dinner? Not just dinner. Chassid answered him in Kotsk. We consider every evening's dinner as important as the Seder. That is, when Jews sit together at the ordinary dinner table, and they carefully say the brachas, and they thank whoever cooked the food, probably the wife who cooked the food, and of course they thank Hashem, and they have dibur Torah at the table, and they eat with their acharetz, and they say the benching afterwards, maybe they sing a niggun. So they make every night a regular dinner as special as a Seder. This teaches us the very important lesson that Torah mitzvahs and Yom Tov is not just once in a while, but rather every day and every mitzvah we do and every bit of Torah that we learn and every bit of davening, every act of goodness and kindness, we should think to ourselves that this is so important. This is following Hashem's will, following Hashem's wisdom, and connecting ourselves with Hashem on every single mitzvah, every single davening, every single act that we do. This is the way that we really do mitzvahs and learn Torah in the full way. And may this type of Torah mitzvahs activity, our thought, speech, and action, that we consider each one so important, may this quicken very much the coming of Mashiach. Thank you for joining the story of the day.